You ask, you shall receive. Brendan's on the line. That must give you some nice confidence to hear Mick Sharkey pumping up a hot dipped. How are you, Brendan?
Yes, I'm really good. He's a good fan. He's done well. I'm very keen to take the race off Henry Dwyer.
Well, the Tasmanians have been absolutely slaughtering us in recent weeks. You must be pretty cock-a-hoop down there.
Yeah, look, we know our form is much stronger than its assessed, and we're very confident that if we're taking horses that are winning in Tassie, up around the 72 level, that they'll be competitive in the right race in Victoria. It's no surprise to us, but it's a slap in the face every time it happens, I think, to the Victorians.
Brendan, it's got to be a wake-up call sooner or later, doesn't it, for us Vics over here, that Tassie racing is improving year after year. You see the strength of the Magic Million sale down there. The averages continue to lift. You know, good horses like Palantino and whatnot are coming out of that sale. There's something happening in Tassie racing, isn't there, from that breeding level up?
Completely with what you're saying. Moonlight's Choice is one of the hardest to beat in the race, which came out of the Tassie sale. So, yeah, look, the sale's getting better. Our breeders have learned their lessons, and they're not just pushing homebred things through the sales as much anymore. We're buying better, and basically we're being forced to compete on the national stage, as is everyone. And you can only do that by having better stocks. So the hard yards have been taken, and I think racing in general is the victor.
Well, Brendan, we've heard Sharkey thinks she's a good thing, and her record is phenomenal. Last start, she won ran second in the Tassie Oaks over 2,100 metres. She's first up over 1,200. I know she goes well first up, but is she ready to win over the 12?
She's as ready as we can get her. It's always a difficult measure to move a horse from Tasmania and put it on a truck with probably 14 or 15 other horses that are all moving. That's a test. The cleaner seems to do it okay, but every horse is an individual, and they have to be able to melt into that situation and just travel nicely. Her trial in Hobart was terrific. It was much better than her trial last time in going to the three-year-old cup in Tasmania. That was a pretty ordinary trial, and we all came away a bit miffed and worried about it, and consequently the punters got $3.50 about her in that race. They never saw that again. But she was let go on her trial performance last time going into a 1200 meter first up race. The time that she ran in the 1,200-metre race at Launceston was the third fastest time ever recorded at Launceston, and the only horse that runs faster than her is Hell of a Street, that also won a listed race in Victoria this year.
And the cherry on the cake,
Brendan. Yeah, pretty confident.
Yeah, and the cherry on the cake, obviously, is Brandon Stockdale, who's riding really, really well, and he takes 3 kilos off her back. Look, she's meeting some of these horses that she's got 20 points on in the ratings. Only 3 kilos worse.
Yeah, we have to trust the handicappers that they know their job, and I think you can't win $300,000 in any state without getting some sort of penalty. So she's got a 60 kilos. Brandon takes 3 off, and I'm good friends with Brandon's dad. He used to ride a jumper for us in Victoria called Off the Show. so I've stuck with the family, and regardless of what ties there are. Brandon's a terrific young horseman. He's a fearless little commodity, and I think we can pull it off if everything goes well.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. What's the plan? Are you going to keep her in Melbourne for a few more races, or will you go back to Tassie?
She's booked to come home Tuesday to take some might and power of an effort and a result to stay there. I'm using this race as a winter fill-up for her. It's too long to go from the Tasmanian Oaks to our carnival races, so she's having a gallop. And if it proves to be that we should stay for another one, she might. But at the moment, she's booked to come home.
Well, good luck tomorrow, Brendan.
Thank you.